It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. Let's see, episode, I haven't done this in a while. I don't know how to do it. Hello and welcome. What was it, 120? Yeah. I think it's 120. We did like four or five episodes while we were away. We just had robots do it, so that's good.
Yeah. Robots can do anything.
Yeah, and by robots, I mean just me. But yeah, still, same thing. I'm almost a robot. So episode 120, that seems significant in some way that I don't really care about. Yeah, this is, I can't help but talk about my Europe trip the entire time because there's so much stuff. God, it's, I don't know if you know
this,
but.
You went to Europe.
Europe is not America. I don't know if anybody, news flash. Yeah, but, and then.
But America's Europe.
Yeah, America is Europe, but Europe's not America. It's like all triangles are, Sicilies are, but anyway, I'm sure you have something. I'll have to let you just poke in when you need to do something.
Okay.
But I have about a billion things. Oh, did you want to tease your whatever thing?
Oh, yeah. So you're going to want to hear the bonus content. We're going to do bonus content, right? Let me just make sure where we are. Okay.
Because but even if we don't, you're going to want to hear it.
Let me just tell you that I have been let in on a secret that I'm going to also share with you listeners.
Oh, bonus. Wow.
Not you, not this general listening group. Sorry. Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Unwashed masses of listeners.
The real listeners of the bonus stuff.
Patreon.com/shoeshine.
I don't know how much to give away, but basically I have been let in on a secret of how to win at a card game.
Oh, man. That's big news.
From somebody who is a genius, like a really smart person who's mathematician type person has told me the, like a, just a, what's the word? Foolproof way of winning at a certain card game. And it's amazing. Like you'll just be rich if you listen to the bonus content.
If you don't listen to the bonus content, you're going to read on the news about a lot of people who did and took advantage of it, I'm guessing.
Exactly right.
Not only that, I mean, imagine the return on investment of the of the dollar
I can't believe I'm going to tell everybody this. I can't believe the person told me. I think it was like an accident. They're like, oh, shit. Oh,
let's
well.
Make this only available to our 1,000 and up patrons, actually.
Okay.
I mean, so, I mean, yeah, 1,000, that should be sufficient. Maybe 500. Okay,
you're not going to...
$500 and up patrons, we'll do.
The worst thing is when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, my God, it's so simple. Like, how did I not know that?
Yeah.
Was just the easiest thing ever. You're going to, it's amazing. I can't wait.
So
hurry up and get through the regular show.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it as good as the advice we were given way back in the day on F This? I say we, I mean you, but the ultimate advice of, oh, I get to work super fast because I just drive in the middle lane or whatever.
It's close to that. That might have actually been better advice. Yeah. That could actually... There could be a day that could work. I mean, no, this totally works. This is,
you'll see. Team. Return on investment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk about Europe. So, Europe trip. God. So, it started off horribly because we were due to go to Paris the first day, and then we were going to train over to CERN, which is in Geneva or whatever. Everything's in one place virtually. Everything's like, all of Europe is like a 2 hour or less train ride somehow. I don't know how that works.
It's weird.
But dude, also, they have trains over there. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. You get in a train and you just go to another country. The train goes, I don't know, 90 miles an hour. And you, I mean, they're supposed to have Wi-Fi and outlets and power. And ours, both of ours were like broken or some shit. But they had some Wi-Fi, which became really important in Europe. God, I don't know if you had this problem when you went to, what, Japan or whatever. I think is the one time you've left the country. And this is the only time I've left the country. But anyway, internetism doesn't exist in Europe. So you have to like, yeah, if because your roaming is bullshit. Like the roaming internet, like I guess because they battle it out, like Verizon doesn't control the networks over there. So they like bargain with whatever bullshit networks to allow like a certain amount of data. But if you go over that, then they just like destroy your phone, like kill you and get you out of the country. So finding Wi-Fi was a must, and not all Wi-Fi is alike, obviously. Like some of it, they just block everything. So that was a big, that was the biggest adventure, was just finding Wi-Fi and power during the whole process. But anyway, going back to the start. So we fly to, let's see. Oh yeah, no, this was right. So we left from San Francisco, and it the like within an hour, our trip was ruined because we somebody get in the plane. Yeah. What's that?
Somebody farted on the plane.
Yeah.
That ruins the whole trip.
There was a stereotypical plane thing, which was, dude, there was a baby that was doing baby noises that were like, okay, this is this is a little too baby. Like, you're this is whoever's doing
sound
effects.
We got it. You're a baby. Yeah.
Except, dude, I'm not, I wish I could play it right now. You'd be like, that is an exaggerated fucking baby noise. Like, you never, it was literally like, wah, wah. Like, it was.
Oh, it was the baby from Roger Rabbit Who Framed Roger
Exactly. Rabbit? Like, it was, and the funny thing is, Lydia and I were all the way on the back of the plane. The baby, and these planes are a quarter of a mile long. They're long, they're unbelievable. The planes that fly actual distances. And the baby was like toward the front, and it was still like piercing our ears. It was unbelievable. But it was so bad that we just laughed. We're like, this is remarkable. Like, we're witnessing the essence of a baby crying. It couldn't be, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, that didn't even matter. What did matter was we all got on the plane. We taxied for a year. It felt like eternity. The plane just crawled around. And then at a certain point, the guy jumped. We're like, why is we still fucking taxiing? And the guy gets on the thing.
Why is we still taxiing?
Why is we still
no Everyone was flies? So delirious yeah. that they couldn't even speak English.
Couldn't even conjugate verbs. And that's how long we were taxing. Yeah,
God.
And that sounds horrible. So I said, why is we taxing? So I
sorry. That was just really
So funny. I says to Lydia, I says, why is we still taxing?
You're just trying to get the European accent started, like early.
Yeah. Hey, why is we still taxing?
Yeah.
And the guy gets on the pilot gets on the thing and he's like, yeah, sorry, we got an air pressure problem in the he's tire. Like, we have
to I bet you're wondering why is we still taxing.
Yeah. I know what you all is wondering right now. You was wondering why is we still taxing?
Yeah.
I heard several of you ask, actually, why is we taxing? To answer that question. So we is going to go back to the airport now. And so we had to taxi for another 45 minutes.
Just false taxiing. Just aimless taxiing.
Nonstop taxiing.
Yeah.
And so that ruined our, just that ruined our whole trip because it was such a long delay. They had to get everybody off the fucking plane because they couldn't jack the plane up while people were on because people are fucking fat and weigh.
Yeah.
Anyway, just people weigh a lot, so I don't blame. I guess I don't blame them. But anyway, so that took forever, and then we were about 3 hours delayed just from that.
He's like, look, we didn't realize how fat everyone was on this plane, so we're not going anywhere until you guys lose some weight.
Our layover in Greenland, no, yes, no, Iceland. Sorry, I was confusing for a second. In Iceland, so we had a We were scheduled for a layover in Iceland, and then we would fly from Iceland to Paris. And the layover in Iceland was 4 hours, which you would think, oh, it's plenty of time for a delay. Not so. Yeah, it was such a bad delay that we weren't going to make it. It was not even close. Like, we got delayed by forever. And during the flight, we're like kind of thinking we could make it, maybe. But then, dude, we get to the Iceland airport and we're stuck on the runway for an hour. And the guy says, yeah, there's been a security thing in the Iceland airport. They're not letting anybody in. And we're like, God, what is it? Terrorism or something? Like, what's going on? Why would you? First off, it's Iceland. There's nothing there. I don't know why there'd be terrorism. But anyway, turns out like a plane went in the wrong plane place. What, I don't know, what are they called?
In through the outdoor
port. Yeah, whatever. What? Now I'm blanking.
Tarmac.
I can't blink.
Runway.
Yeah, but it's terminal.
Terminal.
Plane went in the wrong terminal.
It was a terminal error.
Yeah, pretty much. They terminated everybody. Yeah. And so they had to evacuate the entire terminal. And so we were stuck there forever. So by the time it was all said and done, we weren't even close. But anyway, the first thing that was interesting is, I don't know, the flight we're doing was Wow Air or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Had to do that 100 times. Like, wow. Like every time we looked at anything.
They're trying to name it. And they're like, what do people say when they're flying? Wow, air.
Yeah. Wow, comma, air. Yeah, and like every time we looked at like a schedule or something, I just can't help it. Wow, air. But the thing was, I think they are an Icelandic like airline or something. Because all the announcements were both in English and Icelandic. And that was the funny thing, because they would speak some weird language that we couldn't understand. And then people would be like, oh, what? Oh, and we're like, oh, great. I can't wait to hear the English version of this. It's going to be a great announcement, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we're not.
Yeah, they
not
could have said in Icelandic, like, there's a gas leak. You're yeah. seconds from dying.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, we
have to wait for the English version. Yeah.
Food will be served in like 5 minutes. Oh God. Okay.
So, the thing that was interesting though, is that, we had, so most of the flight attendants, you know, most of them are women, and I love their little outfits. They got these really put together pink outfits that they all have for Wow Air, and they're all hot pretty much. Mm-hmm. But there's one guy, he was the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Because like Lydia is fucking pregnant, so she's not handling this well. Like she was already crying, like, oh, we lost, because we. And I don't blame her because she booked $220 worth of train tickets and the tour at CERN that were all fucking useless because we lost a day of our trip.
Yeah, it sucks.
So it sucks. But she's crying. It's like, all right, I'm pregnant. I'll give you a break or whatever. But I get it. It's frustrating. She organized the whole thing. It's definitely, I get it. But this guy was like, you know, this flight attendant was like so fucking nice. He was like, oh, you're going to... And then the funny thing was, they made announcements for every connecting flight. Like, oh, if you're connecting to such and such, go to this terminal. If you're connecting for such and such, go to this terminal. Such and such, go to this terminal. If you're connecting for Paris, go talk to the desk. And we're like, oh, great. That means we're not fucking making it. So everybody else made theirs somehow. Because we had a 4.5-hour layover or whatever. I don't know how we didn't make it. But anyway. So she tells the guy, yeah, we're ours is the Paris one. He's like, oh, well, maybe. And then by the time we knew, like, we weren't making it, he was like, okay, here's what I would do, because I was in the Philippines with my girlfriend and we missed a whole tour, and I sent an email to, and I was just like, it's just funny when you meet the nicest person ever, because there's nothing I can do. I wish I should send an email to Wow, and I should say Wow.
Wow first at off. wowair.wow. That's their.
I should send you a big wow. And I should say, this guy was the nicest fucking guy in the world. Like, give him a raise or something. But there's nothing. It's funny because when people are amazing at their little customer service jobs that ultimately don't mean much, it means a ton to you at the time. You're like, wow, that person was amazing. Wow, that person was amazing. But there's nothing you could do. Like, I could, what am I going to slip him some money or something? Like, there's nothing. Yeah. First off, he doesn't use my money, so I can't. Dollars are meaningless to him. But also, like, it doesn't make any sense, and there's nothing I can do. I wish there was like a comment card of like this guy whose name I don't remember was the best ever. But he was so nice. It was such a non-American thing. First off, so that ruined our whole thing, and that sucked. And then you do the thing. One of my favorite things about flying is you go to the baggage carousel.
Mm-hmm.
And
that thing's fun to ride. Did you go on the horses?
Yeah. Baggage horses. No, you go to the baggage carousel and like everybody's standing. It's a math that I don't understand. Like help me do this mathematics or whatever. Like you're all on one flight. The only flight in the carousel, it displays your flight, like San Francisco, whatever. Like it says, like, this is the one. Everybody stands there and looks at 50 bags go by. And everyone is like, these are nobody's fucking bags. Yeah. These are not my bags. Everybody's mad at the bags. They're like, whose fucking bag is that? God.
And they just get incinerated. Like, they go around like four times and then you watch them get incinerated.
Are there dummy bags that they send around? Like, just in case? Like, trick bags? Like, dude, if you're a terrorist,
you'll if pick you up worked this. There for fun, wouldn't it be awesome to fill up dummy bags, like fake luggage, and mix it in with everybody's luggage and see if anyone, like, it's sort of like, well, it's not exactly like your cat shit package for people to steal, but sort of like that, because you just want someone to take it. Like, please, God, take the fake one. It'd be so
but
funny.
It's not as though we're all there and all the flights are mixed together. And so we're all from one flight and we're all sitting there. We went through this process four fucking times on this thing. And every time I've ever traveled, what happens is 100 bags pile out and everybody's like, fuck these bags. They're not my bags. Nobody has these bags. And then like a half hour later, people start being like, oh, that's my bag. Oh, that's my bag. It's weird. Every time.
Yeah.
And you're mad at these dumbass bags. You see those ones that are like the camping backpacks. You're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You're camping back. I don't know. I'm just mad for no reason. Because it's
the problem is, too, the design options of luggage, they're all almost exactly the same. So you look and you go, that's probably mine, but it's too embarrassing.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'll just let it go.
Exactly.
I'll just wait until there's one bag left.
Buy all
new
things, yeah.
Dude, just wait until there's one bag and it has to be mine.
This is a little later on in the trip, but holy crap, you couldn't have a more appropriate thing because I realized that because of me being, I don't know, if you judge me all you want, everybody, because of being an awful person or not attentive or not whatever, or I'm kind of in my head all the time. When we eventually got to Paris, which was, months later, I was standing at the baggage carousel riding the horses, doing the thing that you do. Mm-hmm. And Lydia went to the bathroom, which was 50 miles away. She's like, "Oh," and
she went on the toilet carousel one.
The shitting carousel. and as she left and bags started coming out, I realized I don't know what our fucking bag is. Like, God, I started just sweating like I was disarming a bomb or something. I was like, am I going to realize what the bag is? Like, I know nobody else knows what's going on, like that I don't know my own bag, but you feel it instantly. Like, people are going to know that I have no fucking idea what my bag is.
And I was like, everyone's entered into a relationship where it's like, if your bag comes up, get it out of there so I don't have to think it's my bag.
Right.
And then it just gets easier. And then the pressure is on you to like, if I see my bag, I have to get it so that I don't piss everybody off.
Yeah. You have to do a ninja roll over to get it and like fucking, disappear and just as fast as possible.
Throw a smoke bomb down.
Exactly. And I was like, I think it's like black or silver or so. I just had no idea because she bought it and she packed it and I lugged it around a little bit. But short of that, I didn't, so that was funny. But anyway, that ruined our trip. Dude, it was weird. There's nothing too much funny about it, except it was weird, dude. Like, staying in Iceland, they just decided, oh, so you're going to live here for a night. We're going to send you. Dude, they say we got you a hotel. And what it means is a fucking college dormitory. It was weird. Yeah. They drove us around in these buses. And I was like, where's the hotel? I see a bunch of military barracks or whatever, like some weird buildings. But that was it. It ended up being not that bad. But I realize it's probably because they have all the room in the world. Like, there's just empty space out there. So they're not going to build a high rise. They didn't give a shit. So it's just these little buildings everywhere scattered about. But anyway, that was weird. And then they had dinner waiting for us. And we're like, oh, we'll experience some like authentic Icelandic cuisine. They had pizza and this salad. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. We'll just, it was good, actually. It was really good pizza.
DiGiorno's,
Yeah. Their pizza, their version of pizza had meat like kind of under the cheese. So that might be the Icelandic flair, or I don't know if that's some style. I don't know. But it was good. It was delicious. But anyway,
is that like when you're late to the pizza idea and they're like, what? Okay, we don't have an Icelandic pizza. What are we going to do? Has anyone put meat under the cheese? No, I think we could do that. That'll be ours. Yeah. That's Icelandic pizza. Yeah. Now come up with a backstory.
Effectively, yeah. Come up with a backstory. Yeah. Yeah. Man. In Iceland, you kill your animals under the milk of the cow that you.
Yeah.
Some sort of backstory. No, that's awesome. Yeah, it could be that. I don't know. But it was also weird because the time zones are all fucked up. We've been flying. Dude, I was in that plane for fucking 14 hours in a plane. That's just death. Like, it was the worst. And we were all the way in the back. Our seats didn't recline. So it was just kill me. Like, it doesn't even, it's impossible.
I don't know how I did that.
I know. I want to go back.
Was 15 hours.
But I can't. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. The flight I was on in Japan was 15 hours. And I was like, how did I do that? I don't know how I did it. It's not possible.
It's life and death.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, I might just die. There's no
way. Do you remember this? I was just actually talking to my wife about this today because we saw tickets for Japan were like $550. And
holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let's go. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, do you think the cheap tickets are like a shitty airline that's like a tiny little prop? You know, it's like a plane with just a propeller. Yeah. And that's like two seats in it. But was your plane like gigantic? And so it didn't even feel like you were flying? It was
gigantic, but it wasn't luxurious. Like the seats were like pretty uncomfortable and stuff. So it's a budget airline. And I have said, well, I'll skip to the end because on the way back, when we had to fly for another 10 hours, there's a certain point on the plane where I was like, if someone told me I was going to be on this plane for another 3 hours, I'd just kill me. Like, I can't even, it's so uncomfortable. What is it about sitting in a spot? Somehow humans can't sit in a spot. Like, I guess you don't notice during the day. Maybe you adjust enough or you get up and walk around. It's fine. If you have to sit in a chair that's a certain, you know, like size and like a certain restriction, it's impossible. My whole body hurt. Everything sucked. I was mad. Like, it sucked. So if I ever go again, we might just, dude, I'll just save and buy. I think they have super nice airlines where you get like a fucking bed, a whole, like an apartment and
stuff. Cause we flew all Nippon Airways, which is like I think it's a decent one for Japan, like the best Japan one. The one that she was looking at today, she was like, oh, it was like Philippines Airlines. And I was like, they're going to Japan and they're Philippines. That doesn't sound good for some, like it makes no sense, really. Like, they could have way better airline than the Japanese airlines. But if it's not named the country that you're going to, you know, like if you were going to like Paris Airlines, you would think like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've flown here a few times before. Their name is the place we're going.
Right.
But yeah, I remember our flight was there was so many empty seats and it was so huge that I laid down across the seats, like in an, like I just walked up to a different place and slept. So that's why I was thinking with yours, if that's what those cheap ones are, it's not worth it. I'll just pay like $10,000.
Yeah, exactly. Just pay the amount it would cost to like go into space on SpaceX and
take
then
a
land.
Rocket. Yeah.
Yeah. So dude, okay. Now I've got, this is the part of the trip that I got. I have a couple things where I have questions for you. I can't wait.
Me for you. The audience. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So well, not really like a choose your own adventure, but kind of like, okay, picture this. You go, you go to Paris. So we've landed in Paris. We've gotten the bag that I think I did somehow identify it. And it was a miracle. And it was totally lucky.
Probably had cat stickers all over it.
Yeah, most of our cats were on it. So picture that. We go to the first time we have to interact with a Parisian or whatever, somebody from there. So you picture this. You go to the taxi area, right? And a guy comes up and you've got your taxi and the guy comes up and he says, "Bonjour." What do you do?
Yeah, I don't, yeah. You want me to say bonjour, is that it?
You want me to say bonjour, don't you? Like, I had this realization right as he said bonjour. I realized I couldn't do it.
No,
like,
you can't do it.
There's no way. You can't do it.
You can't even say it with an English. You can't even say like bonjour. Like the most American bonjour, you couldn't even say
it. Nope, you can't do it because... And I really like instantly, I hadn't thought ahead of time about this at all because I'm so busy. Like it was all I could do to get all my shows done fucking before I let all that. So it hits me. And in that instant when he said bonjour, I realized like all these things went through my mind. Like, oh, I can't do this because and I know exactly why. I don't know if you already have done all this math, but the reason why is because the minute you say bonjour to this guy, you're pretending to be something you aren't. You're like looking like you're looking like you speak French when you don't, and it feels weird. It feels like, I don't know this language. I shouldn't be trying to fit in and pretend like I've learned this language. But at the same time, when you think about it, that guy is just saying fucking hi. And all you have to do is say hi. Like, that's really all it is. He's like, if someone in who didn't speak English, you said hi to, and they said like, oh, hi, in like a weird accent, you wouldn't be mad. You wouldn't think like, this fucking guy, you know, like, you'd just be like, oh, cool. He said hi, whatever, who cares? But somehow the minute the guy said bonjour, I was like, I can't, can't do it. Sorry. Can't do it.
Yeah, it is. It's impossible to hear a person speaking in their own language saying hi and realize that they're saying hi to them.
Yeah, it is.
It's impossible.
It's weird.
It sounds like
especially
they're putting on an act for you.
Especially with a fancy-ass word like bonjour. It's not like their word for hi is like, bleh, or something, you know, just like bull, bleh, like something easy. It's fucking bonjour. Like, it's got so much.
It is the fanciest. Yeah. Hello.
God. Did you have that thing? Like, did that run through your head? Like, you can't do it. I hadn't prepared, you know?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Well, yeah, I don't know.
And to try to sound like the right accent and stuff, like it's...
I took Japanese for 2 years semesters. That's where I met my wife, And even though she's not Japanese. but so it was... I don't know, it's... There's a little... Okay, it's a little different because French is just annoying to me. Like, it's just... it's French. Like, I wouldn't be caught dead speaking French. There's no way. It's just not cool to me. But like coolest Japanese to me is cool. Okay. It's like it's so different that it's not. It's like a made up like movie language, like Japanese. It's not real, you know.
That's another part of it. Actually, that is another part because the only experience you and I have with French is people in America trying to sound like they're fucking. They know something like, this is the wine is a like shut up, dude.
Fuck. And Beauty and the Beast, but
Well, that's the only that's the only good side for it. Like I could. I could imagine Beauty and the Beast and go, bonjour, bonjour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept having to fight from posting things on Lydia's statuses about Beauty and the Beast. I was going to do it just, but I was like, I don't want to, whatever. Because it just sounds like I'm making, not, you know, trying to make fun of the trip or something. So I was like, But I was going to, I just wanted to ask, like, when do you meet Belle and, like, where's the, how's the Beast and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we never, there wasn't more than that provincial life, so we didn't,
Yeah. But anyway, what I was going to say is, so I knew some Japanese and there's different, like there's good morning and they just say bonjour. That's all they say. They say anything else.
No, bonjour is good day. If it's nighttime, they say bonsoir, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Or something like that. Yeah.
So Japanese has like morning and afternoon and night.
Yeah.
And evening,
I think French for afternoon is bonjour afternoon.
Oh yeah, that's right. So anyway, but what's interesting or kind of funny about Japanese is they, so part of their language is, whatever. If people who know this already are going to be like, it's so easy to explain. But they have words that are not Japanese that they just copy from us.
Oh,
so
yeah, like, every language has that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's true. But
like
they have
cognates
a lot of
or whatever
it.
Is that what they are? Or,
what?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they cognates? Is that the word or something like that?
I don't know. But anyway, like coffee, like they don't have an F sound or whatever, so it's like kohi. So there, so you know, like the best one is McDonald's. You know that one, right? Maco Donardo.
What is it?
Maco Donardo.
It sounds like Portuguese or something weird.
Like
Maco Donardo.
They don't. It's not as exaggerated as I'm saying. It's been like 10 years. I think that's what it is. But anyway, there's like certain vowels and
that's
consonants
awesome.
That they don't, they just don't, cannot say.
That's
so they,
marvelous.
Yeah. So they can't, because Japanese has a set number of noises. Mm-hmm. That's all the, there's all the noises.
Yeah, and on
that's
the other
it.
Side, there's a bunch of noises they make that we don't fucking make. Like we don't they have, like the way they make their sounds probably... Takes some getting used to, right?
Not that much. It's a lot of K's and T's and S's. But anyway, but there's like Sue, you know, like T-S-U, like tsunami, that kind of. There's not too many that we don't have, though.
Because for France, it's like the R sound is so hard to. Like they do all that weird stuff.
But anyway, I went. So I just remember going to a Maco Donardo's and trying to order a coffee, and I said. I said coffee, like I tried to say it, and the girl had no fucking idea what I was saying. Really? So I just said coffee, and she was like, oh, coffee, yeah. And I was like, I said that. Anyway, weird. That was like the most I did. I was like, I'm not even going to try anymore. That's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's a tough thing. Okay, so this is what I was dreading about this trip. Going into this, I was dreading the Paris part because I was like, all it's going to be is me being a fucking pain in someone's ass. All it's going to be is some French guy comes up and goes, bonjour, and I'll say, I'm an idiot. Why can't I get you here? Hi, yeah. I'm an idiot. What do I order? That's going to be me. He'll be like, oh, God, fuck. Oh, well, I don't know. I kind of speak English because every French person is smarter than you, so we speak both languages. So here, what do you want? You know, that's what it's going to be. Like, it's going to be a bunch of people who are mad at me for not... But it turned out that the end of the story is that Paris is my favorite place in the whole fucking world. I'm leaving this country and moving.
Yeah.
So that's the weird part of the story. But but in terms of saying the language, like, I feel like you can't... I just felt so judged if I were going to try to speak it. When really, like I said, I mean, if you just say hi as a non-American, someone's like, hi. And you're like, okay, hi. Doesn't matter. It's weird. Yeah. So the funniest story that I ended up... dude, this was another side note. I ended up telling a story probably 4 times, which is 3.5 times more than I've ever told any story.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Which, it was totally weird for me, but I had to because we did these listener meetups and, you know, I had to have something interesting to tell the listeners, like, oh, well, I'm an American and you're not, so here's what I found in coming here. So here's what I found in coming here. The funniest thing, the minute, and Lydia, I'm sure, who's listening, go ahead and skip ahead a few after the minute or two. She's heard this story 4 times already.
Yeah.
She didn't even notice this, by the way. It was totally, I don't know. Anyway. As we were driving, we had the taxi driver, the first guy, the guy who said bonjour, and I was like, nah, and I didn't say anything. I felt like an asshole.
Yeah.
He was amazing, dude. Like, this taxi driver was fucking incredible. It was...
Yeah. In what way?
In what not way?
Where do you
way?
Start? Yeah.
Yeah.
The way
he would
use the brake pedal.
Every,
how did he turn that wheel? Yeah,
all of it.
Tell
all
me he
it.
Did that thing that Dad did where he pretends to be turning and slices. No.
Here's what he did. He would find exact car-sized holes of people to get through.
Oh,
and he would
yeah.
just jet through them. And he would, every light he was getting, and he was fucking going in intersections that were totally crammed and honking and like getting people out of the... It was amazing. I was like, this guy, oh, man. Here's
a guy who can get things done.
Yeah. Here's what I thought. So here was my thought. I told Lydia in the car as we were, God, we were jet lagged. I was dying, but I was enjoying this guy. I was like, this guy, fucking guy, he's amazing. He's my mm-hmm. hero. He's more of a father to me than our dad.
Yeah.
Just that I never exchanged a word with him. I told Lydia, like, we're leaving this guy a fucking tip. Because first off, we get, okay, so here's the thing. This is none of this, whatever. I don't know how interesting any of this is, but from the airport that we flew into, I thought, I didn't plan the trip, so I thought, oh, it must be Paris airport or something. It was some airport that was a ways outside of Paris, and the guy said, oh, flat fee of €55, which by now is probably, I don't know, $60 or something. It's a little bit, euros are a little bit more. So I was thinking, like, that's a little bit much. Like, I didn't know how, you know, where we were. I thought, is he just going to drive us like a few blocks and we'll be fucking €55? No, he had to drive us for like 45 minutes.
Jesus.
And I felt bad. So that's when I told Lydia, like, this guy's been driving us. First off, he's my hero. He's been driving amazingly.
He's your new dad.
Yeah. Is it Father's Day? Did you bring anything for this man? Yeah. And then I thought, we need to tip this fucking guy. I'm going to tip this the fuck out of this guy. And then we, dude, here's the first thing. Well, this is out of order. Sorry. But we get to the end of the trip. And he hands
and
us the receipt.
Crying and
there is, yeah, there was
hugging.
There's no line to write tip on the fucking receipt. And we just got there, so we have no euros. So we're fucked. And that was when I found out that when I had the first inkling of the best thing about all of Paris, there's no fucking tipping, dude.
Yeah.
There's no tipping.
That's
it's
amazing.
The best. And I think what they do is they build the tip into everything, which is, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Charge me as much as you need. Anything to avoid that we just talked about a few weeks ago, you did, avoiding the interaction of what do I do for a fucking tip? Like, Jesus. What's the right amount? It's brilliant, dude. It's the best. However, if I had had like 1,000 euros handy, I would have just given it to this guy because he's my
guy.
So anyway, on this taxi ride, here's the story I told 100 times.
The minute, that wasn't it.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
The minute I knew we weren't in US anymore. So as this guy is dodging through, probably killing several pedestrians, I don't care, it doesn't matter. Life's not important over there. No, as he was darting through traffic, getting stuff done, at a certain point, we come up to what I notice on to our right is a car that's been pulled over by two motorcycle cops, but French motorcycle cops. So they're these kind of little guys with these big helmets. It's pretty comical. But two motorcycle cops, the motorcycles were kind of flanking the car. It was all parked, but they were kind of, it was funny because they were kind of like flanked on the car, you know, like they're like diagonally, each of them is weird.
Yeah.
And the minute I knew we weren't in the US anymore is the man who got pulled over is out of his car and he is yelling at these cops.
Wow.
He's yelling at these fucking cops. Dude, he even did a hand gesture right in the guy's face. I couldn't hear, obviously. I also don't speak French, but I saw a blah, 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 like what, like hand in the cop's face, like helmet, which the little flap was up or whatever, you know, and hand in the helmet, yelling at him. And the cops did not give a fuck. Yeah. They're like, yeah, whatever. I don't, whatever you're saying. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I don't care. And they, I don't know if they wrote him a ticket. We sped by, but nothing happened. And I had to tell all my European friends who already knew this because everything's U.S. centric and everyone knows what goes on in the U.S. somehow, even though we don't know anything that goes on in any other country. I told them, yeah, no, he'd be killed.
Like, we don't even know what goes on here. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I do know one thing that goes on here, and that's you'd be shot instantly if you did that. Like, it wouldn't even be close. First off, you'd never get out of the car.
You'd be shot when your first foot touches the ground.
There's literally a viral video of a guy who just got shot for getting out of
your
his car.
Leg gets blown off the minute you try to step out of the car.
Yeah. The guy, the cop walks up to you, gun drawn. Like, oh, it doesn't even matter. And they're
shooting you as they're trying to pull you over. They're just shooting you.
Oh, yeah. When you say pull over, I mean shot over. Like, you've been shot over.
All four of your tires are shot out.
They give you a few warning shots like, sir, I'm shooting you over. Like, please. Yeah, that just was amazing. Like, I saw it, and I was so tired, I couldn't even tell Lydia. I was like, oh, I was out of it. But it was amazing. And and of course, what people pointed out was, well, yeah, because cops here worry everybody has a gun. It's like, oh yeah, that is the reason. Like, they're always worried somebody has a gun, so they shoot everybody. And there, nobody has a gun, so I don't give a shit. It's a fucking paradise. It's a utopia. And yet, as the Onion article states, there's no way to avoid this. Says only country where this happens after every shooting. So that was amazing. That was the story I told a bunch of times. And then, I don't know, we could take a break from the shit if you want to do something. We could pause my trip.
Well, I have, I could just do something. It's trip related.
Pause the trip.
Well, it's just funny because I wasn't even going to talk about this. I meant to and then I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to LA the last 2 days and we went to this hotel on the ocean and whatever. It wasn't that nice, but. We got there kind of late and they had valet parking, and instead of looking for a, parking garage or whatever, I was like, fuck, whatever. Just park in this fucking stupid hotel and let them do it. It was like $9,000 a night
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But you just drive in and they just take the car, or whatever. So the valet guy took my car and parked it, and I looked at my wallet and I had like two $1 bills and like a 20. And I was just like, I'm just not going to fucking tip him. I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
I just didn't do it.
Wow.
I don't care. It's weird. Like, I got to the point of being so annoyed by the tipping stuff that I'm more comfortable being an asshole than not being an asshole, than worrying about it.
You're a hero, but that's also, you're an asshole. But you're a hero for being able to be the asshole we all need.
It's weird. I don't feel good about it. I just, that's what I had to do. I was like,
you're not giving him 20.
No, I was like, I'm not going to worry about this, because all of, Curb Your Enthusiasm jokes, he has a million of those on the show about tipping and over tip, but he always ends up kind of overdoing it and then like trying to let everybody know. Yeah, that's true. I'm not. But he's like, you know, there's like the one where he's like just trying to make sure everyone knows he's a good tipper all the time and like has to say he can't just tip somebody without like mentioning how much he tips.
Yeah, he thinks he tips the guy twice and so he's like, God, so good. Like trying to get the money back the whole time.
All of that stuff was kind of going through my mind and I was like, I'm more comfortable just having the guy say, fuck that guy, he didn't tip me. And then it's like, the next guy, I'll tip him or whatever, or maybe not.
They return your car and this is a fucking wasteland.
That's fine. Whatever. Who cares? But they're paying, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid it's that stupid. I have to pay them. They have a job. The person at the hotel, especially these hotels like on, dude, I guarantee it. This hotel that's on wherever it was on the ocean in LA, some fucking rich guy has owned that hotel and his dad gave it to him and his dad gave it to him. They have $1 zillion. They put no money. The hotel's a fucking dump. Like it's just dirty and like there's nothing new there. They probably just make $1 zillion a year, put no money into there, can't even pay their valet people and their, you know, housekeepers at more than $10 an hour. Oh, because
they earn their living based on tips, so that's why.
Yeah. Instead of them just paying them, you know, they can't do it. Yeah. I have to pay
Figure out what it should, what a person who valets cars should get paid and pay them that and then adjust your fucking pricing model accordingly. I'm sick of tipping. I'm with you. I'm fucking sick of it. Now, I'm always going to overcompensate and try and make sure I tip everybody because I feel horrible if I don't. I'm not to the level of Jedi that you are, that you could be an amazing asshole. I've never done it before.
This is the first time I've done it. And I was just like, I'm not doing it this time. I just want to see how it feels. Whatever.
Cat.
Does the guy really need my $3? I guess they do. I guess they need everyone to all give him $3 for driving my car for 2 seconds and putting it somewhere.
It's like there's how many fucking jobs aren't tipped that should be? You know, like how many jobs are there where, because it's not like that's hard. Valet, like I get a lot of like being a waitress or a waiter. Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. That's a pretty tough job. Like busing. Yeah.
I would never not tip a waiter.
Busing is harder and they get fewer tips. You know, like busing is a more
dishwashing.
Oh, dishwashing. Yeah, for sure. Nothing's worse than that. But it's that's the thing about tipping. It's all illogical. It's not going to make any fucking sense. If it was some consistent system where you're like, oh, yeah, this person deserves this much. They deserve that much. It's all great. But what is a valet? Like he drives your car. That's not hard. It's not even also, hard.
It's not even that. That is it also. But it's just that I have to give him dollars. It's fucking stupid. I don't want to get in my wallet and here's some two pieces of paper. Like, it's stupid. If I went into the hotel thing and they're like, hey, the guy that just parked your car, would you like to add a tip onto your bill for the hotel tonight? I'd be like, yeah, just put $100 on there for him.
Yeah.
If I don't have to do anything, you just give it to him somehow.
I know.
I don't want to give him five crinkly old pieces of dirty green paper. It's not I don't know. Yeah, it's a little like the Bonjour thing.
We're not going to have cash. It will go away. And then what are these people going to do? They'll all have a credit card machine. Like, here's a tip. They probably will. They'll be like, here, can you tip me here?
It's like the Bonjour thing where he says Bonjour to you. And as a human, you're like, whatever it would be that where I could say to you, hi.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
I don't have
Can't do that. Yeah. Like, I want to give you $5 for parking my car, or whatever, $3.
I laughed so hard at that because it is so my self-esteem thing where it's like, I will say bonjour and you will see right through to my skeleton and you will know that I'm a fraud. I'm a complete fraud for saying bonjour. That's what it's, anyway, go on.
I think it's that and it's also just this is hard to explain, but maybe this is not how you feel about it, but the way I would feel about it is, When a Frenchman says bonjour to us, he is taking the power right there. He has 100% of the power.
No, that's not
you
it for
cannot
me at all.
Respond in a way that would make you be equal to him.
No, that's not, what it is to me. That's not it for me at all.
Yeah,
for
that's me, what it is to me.
That's interesting. For me, I know he'll know I'm a fraud. Like he'll know I don't really know what bonjour is. Like saying bonjour pretending to be something. No,
isn't that what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
I think that's more directed at you're more directing at him like he's somehow being a bigger man. Mine is more I will be exposed as a fraud.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm not saying I'm looking at the guy like you're doing this to me. You're putting me in this situation. Oh, okay. You're an asshole. Not at all. It's just that once he has said that to you, you're beneath you can't. It's what you're saying. You're afraid because if you say bonjour as an American, sound like an idiot. You're sounding like an idiot, and he's not. He is French. You're not French.
He invented bonjour.
As soon as he says bonjour, he's French and you're not. That's what's happened right there.
The minute he said bonjour, he won.
Yeah, he won. And so it's not like I would be mad at him.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
okay. Sort of, maybe I misunderstood. Yeah.
It's almost the opposite with the – this is going to sound like I'm trying to make myself not a jerk.
Oh, you're totally an asshole.
I'm fine being a jerk. Yeah, I'm totally fine with it.
Completely an asshole.
But as soon as the guy parks my car and comes back and I give him money, it's like I'm better than him. It's weird. I don't want to give him money. It's just stupid. It's not, here you go, slave. Here's some money. Like, it's, I don't know.
I agree, but I think it's both things because, like, fuck, you don't tip your construction worker. Like, they do the hardest fucking job in the world. Yeah. They're just paid whatever that you should do. You know, it's like, it's your, dude, valet, come on. That's an easy job. Unless, well, it depends. There's some where they run like a court, like a mile. They run like a marathon to go get your car. That's a different story. If he came back all sweaty and like, but there's the hotel valet, they're usually just driving it like 10 feet to the parking lot.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's nothing.
He was back instantly.
Fuck that. No, he doesn't. You know what? He doesn't deserve a tip. I'm sorry. He doesn't. He doesn't. He's doing. Do you tip did you tip the fucking guy at the desk on the way in? No.
No.
He's doing the same fucking thing. Maybe the other guy's getting like a tenth more exercise. It's nothing. Anyway.
The housekeeper definitely tipped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because we have kids and there's shit everywhere and all that. But even if we didn't, whatever. But it's still,
you leave
them
a kid.
Yeah, the valet guy, it's also like a guy who's driving your car. So he's like a dude that drives cars. And then so I feel like, all right, I drive a car.
That's a pleasurable thing to do.
Yeah. We're both, I'll explain it a different way.
Sure.
I just drove my car in here. Now you just drove my car over to there. We're the same.
Are you going
to
tip me for driving in here?
No, yeah. No, it's not even that. It's just, when I went to stay in the hotel, I made a bunch of garbage and then a lady just came and cleaned it all up. It's like,
they're a different thing. God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm sorry you had to be so beneath me and like, here, I pay you for cleaning up what I should have done.
Yeah.
Like, and if he would have said, do you want me to take your car 20 feet down to the Miller level or do you want to do it? I'd be like, I'll just do it. I'm already in my car.
Oh,
I'll just drive down.
Yeah.
There. You're not doing anything that I couldn't just do myself.
Right.
Not really saving me anything. Cleaning the hotel. Yeah. That's, I don't want to do
that. I'm not going to do
that. I'll definitely pay to have that done. Anyway.
All right. Well, we're actually already out of time. So we'll have to hear, we'll go to the boner content here. Go to patreon.com/shoeshine to hear Sam's fucking get rich quick.
Yeah.
How many millionaires? God. A day doesn't go by that I don't get a letter in our Comedy Shoe Shine P.O. box.
I know. And yet the pledges don't increase really with the money. Like people are just like, hey, thanks for the free. If anyone should be tipped, it should be us. We're making you money.
Exactly.
That's who should get tipped. If you ever meet someone that's like, here's money that you're going to make, more money that you'll make.
Cut them in.
You'd be like, yeah. It's just like, you know.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we'll see you over there. Thanks for listening. I've got about 8 more podcasts worth of trip stuff. I promise it's really funny. There's one thing I didn't get to that I can't fucking wait to tell you. It's going to be amazing, but I'll just wait a week, whenever. It'll still be funny a week later.
Yeah, it'll still be fun.
We're going to go over to the Patreon Shine boner content and we'll see you then. And we'll see you next week. All of you plebs who aren't fucking pledging.
Hope you enjoyed the, whatever it was. Got a lot awful movies.
Oh, yeah. No, that was fucking awesome. So, hope you did enjoy it. All right. See you guys next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoe Shine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.